All right, so let's keep going here with more questions and answers. It's early edition on Sports Radio 610. And Vic Casso is on the line with us from TDT. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
I got a note here from Gene in Garden Oaks, and he's got a problem. He says he's got a two-story home that was built back in the early 60s, has galvanized pipes, so I guess we know where this story is going. Ever since our remodel, almost 3 years ago, the water pressure has been going steadily downhill. Vic, he says he checked the pressure at the main. It has 45 pounds of pressure, but on the back side of the home, it drops to about 30. How normal is that?
You know, Charlie, that's a very typical problem, because what's happened is over the years, that galvanized pipe has basically gotten corroded and built up corrosion inside as well as scale. And what this gentleman did is he's smart enough to kind of measure and see, wait a minute, is the problem at the city or is it in my house? And he pretty much solved it. It is, unfortunately, in his galvanized steel plumbing inside the house, because the city, that's about typical, 45 to 50 PSI. But obviously, it's running through the pipes. It's reducing, and that's just due to the restriction of the
Of the pipes. Sure.
The pipes.
I mean, there's going to be a certain amount of drop in any house, right?
To some degree, but not to the point where he's seen. That's substantial, and that just means that there's just segments of galvanized steel pipe that are just basically clogged up, if you will, with the scale and corrosion build up, and it's just affecting the flow at various points of in his home.
Well, he doesn't want to re-pipe. So let's talk to him about what the e-pipe option is then.
This would be a great option for him, because what our process will basically do is clean out the inside of those pipes completely. So we'll be able to restore the original internal diameter of those pipes, which is typically three-quarter inch on the cold side and half inch on the hot side. And so once we were able to clean those pipes out completely, then we're going to apply the epoxy barrier coating to the inside of the pipes, and it's going to prevent any future corrosion or scale buildup, and he's going to have tremendous flow. We do this all the time, and tell you what, people are just they can't believe it after we finish it and see their water flow and water pressure increase tremendously.
It's like getting brand new pipes.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
He's Vic Casso. You can learn more about this e-pipe solution on the TDT page at homeshowradio.com. Find their icon, click on it, and get learning. All right. Vic, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.